Midwest Cutting Tools, how may I help you?
Hi, is Ron there?
Right, yes, he is. Let me get him for you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hello, Ron speaking.
Hey, Ron, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
With Cardiff?
Yeah, the Bank of Cardiff.
No, never heard of it. Heard of a lot of banks, but never that one. But
yeah, I was trying to follow up on some finance offers we sent out to the business. It looks like it's based on some financing you did with Bank of the West back in 2012, and I guess. Basically, we have the business pre-approved for equipment finance and working capital.
I must have leased something or something with those guys or something like that.
It looks something like that.
Yeah. And that was probably something that somebody came in and sold me. I'm probably not looking at doing anything this year. And I have my regular bank is Citizens of McGuanago or something like that, and basically I have to do all my stuff with them, you know.
They want
first right of refusal, you know, unless I have some piece of equipment that I lease with a dollar buyout that somebody comes in and sells me. But right now I'm really not looking for purchasing any equipment. We're going to make it through 2016 and see what happens with this Clown Car Act.
I know, man. It's crazy. Yeah, they really. I have no idea what's gonna happen, but
yeah, I'm just gonna wait and see. I'm not making any moves. I'm not doing anything. I'm just gonna wait and see.
That's what a lot of people are doing, honestly.
Yeah, well, why go borrow a bunch of money? We'll come off this house of cards tomorrow, you know.
That's true. That really is true.
I don't know that I trust any of them. So, and I don't know which direction they're going to go. What they're going to be business friendly, or are they going to shut down all the fracking across America and drive oil prices back to $100 a barrel? Or you know.
I know it's a crapshoot, really.
yeah. They could put the wheels on the skids on everything, man. And I'll tell you what, the one thing great about America in the past few years is all that fracking and bringing oil prices down.
Oh yeah, I know. It's been, you know, heavy down in Texas. I know that for sure.
Heavy Texas, freaking North Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota as well. Yeah,
North Dakota, Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah,
New York's got a moratorium on any fracking, so they're screwed.
Yeah,
but you know,
it's pretty crazy how a lot of people are 50-50 on it, you know. They either hate it or they love it.
The deal about it is all the people that think we should go to alternative source, they don't realize that all the natural gas through all that fracking has been getting rid of coal plants. They're all happy for electricity from natural gas plants, but they don't want you to frack. And that's where all the natural gas comes from. So I don't know if they just think electricity just you pull it out of the air or what, but most
you just plug it in, dude.
most electricity is made through burning fossil fuels, either coal or natural gas or nuclear reactors. That's only three ways to get electricity. I mean, you can have all the solar power you want. It still won't add up to enough for even 7% of all the electricity the United States uses.
Wow, so, no kidding.
So, yeah, see, they could put all the solar panels on every rooftop in America and still not have enough electricity to power this place.
That's crazy.
These people talk about it, and the only reason solar power right now is feasible is because our government subsidizes you buying it. Otherwise, it's not feasible. So,
yeah, they got to make their cut somehow, right?
So, it's, you know, You want your electric car? You know, I'm telling you, all the people that say they shouldn't burn fossil fuels should go live in a tent through the winter.
Yeah.
And then see what you say.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of set your head straight after that.
Well, how do you heat your house, man? I'll tell you what. Most of them are all heating their house with natural gas.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So are you
outside once, man?
No, exactly. I totally agree with you. So do you deal directly with the oil field? Like what you guys?
No, I build cutting tools for guys that machine parts and stuff for the fracking and all that stuff.
Oh, for the fracking. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. So you make all the tools, like what type of tools?
Cutting tools, like drills, end mills.
Oh, drills.
Stuff like that.
And those got to be, they got to be pretty heavy duty, I'd imagine, if they're doing.
Well, we don't drill in the ground. They make parts for hydraulic parts and stuff like that, manifolds.
Oh, okay, manifolds.
All sorts of stuff for machines and
mm-hmm.
valves and all that stuff, man.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So, that's really cool. And what kind of machines do you use to do that? Like
cutter grinders, five-axis tool and cutter grinders at $250,000 a pop.
Oh my, wow.
Yeah, I don't like buying them.
Yeah, I don't. I bet you don't. Do they at least like last pretty long, or they you get your money out of them?
Last 10-15 years, but still, it's hard to make money on them. You know.
Is it really? Why is that? Why?
Well, because you got the Chinese. I'm competing against the Chinese. Chinese own 90% of the tungsten market in the world.
Really? I didn't know that.
There's a lot of things you don't know.
Yeah.
Think about heavy metals, man. You don't probably know, or not heavy metals, rare earth metal.
Uh-huh.
You probably don't even know anything about it, do you?
Uh-huh.
Heard of rare earth metal?
Like what? Like what type of metal?
Well, it's a certain type of metal that the Chinese pretty much own the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And any your microphone or speaker that's in your cell phone has rare earth metal. A lot of your electronics all has rare earth metal. Your computers all has rare earth metal.
Okay.
And the Chinese pretty much own it all. We have a mine out in Reno, somewhere around Reno or something like that, that they're trying to develop.
Okay.
We sold the Chinese all the technology for them to mine it in their own country. And they own pretty much of it, man. And if they decided to make the supply really tight,
mm-hmm.
your cell phone would go through the roof as far as cost.
See, I think that's why they're starting to do those payment things. They're gearing up for it. We were actually talking about that the other day. You know, for your cell phones now, they do, like, payment plans.
Oh, no, that's just got to do with those guys got to make more money based on the system that they can't make the money that they used to off of just the lines and stuff like that now, because cell phones, people aren't turning their iPhones in as often as they used to. New iPhone would come out, people would scrap all their old iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Now the technology hasn't leaped that much far forward that people decide that, my old iPhone is still good.
Yeah.
So now they're starting to have to charge for that.
That makes sense.
Bunch of shit around, man.
But yeah, I mean,
have you ever seen the movie The Big Short?
I saw like previews for it, but I haven't watched it yet.
You
I need to watch
that movie.
Yeah,
watch that movie. It will tell you a lot about the American economy.
Oh yeah, I
and
believe
the Federal Reserve and all the people that control the money.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. It's
that's
crazy.
That's a huge thing. Watch that, and then have your friends watch it, because it tells you a whole lot about what's going on with the financial. Right now, we got negative interest rates in Europe.
Really?
That's something that's yeah. Dude, I'm not even college educated. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. The Japanese have negative interest rates. The ECU has negative interest rates. That's never been done before. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's an experimental project. That's sort of like us selling and bundling loans and sell them to the Chinese.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's the Big Short, yeah.
Yeah, watch it, man. You'll learn about a whole lot of stuff on Wall Street and stuff. And there's
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of weird stuff going on. And that whole shitstorm over in the Middle East with with them exporting a million people, Muslims, to Germany, you watch the shit storm that happens.
Yeah, I know.
Mark my words, man. It won't be tomorrow. It'll be in 10, 15 years.
Slowly but surely, yeah.
Yes, sirree, man. There was weird stuff that went on back in the days, you know, with the Christian Crusades and all that shit, man, kicking the Muslims out of Europe. It might happen again. You never know.
No, true. I hear you, man. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's going to get real crazy, man. I wouldn't want to live over there.
Yeah. No, I know.
But, yeah, like, I don't really have anything going for as far as equipment or anything like that. So, I mean, you call me back in 6 months. You never know, but it'll probably be after 2016 before I make any moves.
Okay, yes. I mean, yeah, it sounds good.
Watch the movie, The Big Short.
I will. I'll check that out. I will.
You can buy it on DVD.
Okay, and now I'll call you back.
Oh, yeah.
You watched it twice, eh? I'll call you back and talk to you about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but just out of, you know, one last question before, you know, you let me go. I mean, is there anything on your wish list if we could get you 250K? I mean, is there anything you do with it?
Business? I'm not going to borrow any money, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
My accountant calls me the most conservative businessman he's ever known.
Really?
I wear that with a badge of honor, man.
Well, how'd you get into business? You just kind of just worked your way up?
I busted my ass. I bartended. I worked a job 65 hours a week. I bartended Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. I went to school Monday and Wednesday, studied Tuesday, whatever, Thursday. And I took only courses that I wanted to learn. Never graduated from college, and I saved $70,000 and started buying pieces of equipment. And
nice.
I fully built it into a $2.5 million corporation.
That's good for you, man.
It's a lot of goddamn work, man.
Yeah, which, I mean, look at you, you did it. And how'd you kind of, did you just specialize?
I wish I would have bought real estate, man, because I wouldn't
that's
have
to
work
hard. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Millionaires offer real estate, investment properties, and duplexes and shit like that. Than there are off any other business in the whole wide world.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Think about that. There's rental properties all over the world, man. And more people make money off of rental properties than they do anything else. And it's a liquidable asset. I don't know how old you are, but...
I'm 25.
I got a buddy that bought his first duplex when he was 21.
Damn.
And now he's 55. He's got 14 of them, and they're all paid in cash, and he has a positive cash flow about $12,000 to $15,000 a month.
Wow!
Think about that.
He just slowly started just buying them the real estate.
Buying duplexes, and renting them out. He's got a couple 4 families. A bunch of duplexes. He might even have an 8 family. But yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I've always wanted to get into that.
Do it. I don't know how old you are, man, but I wish I would have done it when I was 21.
I'm 25. Yeah.
See, now it's time to do it.
Yeah.
What do you do on the weekend? You probably go out every weekend, right?
Yeah, chasing tail, man.
Keep going out, man. Keep going out. Go get yourself a bartending job. Bartend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. You will not believe how much money you save because you're not out spending money. And now you're making money. So you can basically almost live off of what you bartend and then put the rest of your cash in the freaking bank and start getting your money working for yourself. Put $20,000 down on a freaking duplex.
And
after you get a few things going again, then buy another duplex. Then buy another duplex, man. Start getting your cash working for yourself, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I started when I was 23, busting my ass. And by the time I was 30, I started my own business.
Wow.
But you could do it now. All you need
is
about 20 grand, man.
Yeah.
Buy a duplex. And then you can start getting other people to pay for your asset.
Exactly.
That's all you gotta do, man. You're in banking. You should know it.
Yeah. No, I know, and
but
that's
quit going out on the weekends and spending all your money.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
And you gotta be disciplined, man, because you can work now or you can work when you're 60.
Exactly. That's a good way to look at
work.
It. I'd rather
work
the now.
Right now, man.
Yeah.
Bust your
exactly.
ass.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to tell you. I'm not trying to be
a
dick, but I'm just
telling you, man.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way that you can actually create cash for yourself. It's a easy. If you have to liquidate it, you can liquidate your duplex really easy. Just put it on the market, price it to sell. You know,
mm-hmm.
15,
exactly.
20% under. It's so easy to market too. You know, people need somewhere. You don't have to go through a whole marketing plan in order to market your rental property.
Yeah.
So it's an easy, cheap, easy way of doing something and managing money and having a business on the side plus making money.
Exactly.
Where you work, man.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you'll have cash.
Yeah, I know. I need to get in that and get on track.
Create a lifestyle for yourself. That's all you got to do, man.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like I said, there's more millionaires off of real estate than anything else.
Yeah. That's crazy.
There you go, man.
All right, man. Well, thank you. Thanks, man. Hey, you too. And, I'll check back in, a couple months to see how things are going.
Like 6 months.
6 months?
I'm not going to do anything between now and that whole bullshit.
Okay. Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. A lot of people aren't. But, Ron, can I send you an email you just have in your back pocket in just case something comes up?
You can send it to wabts@midwestcuttingtools.com.
WABTS,
Appleboy Thomas Sam.
Oh, okay. At Midwest.
Cuttingtools.com.
Okay.
All right.
What?
Deal.
All right, I'll go ahead.
Day.
All right, thanks, Ron. Have a good one.
Bye.